Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
What is up, everybody? It's me, Sarah Snitch, and
Patrick!
Lil P, Patrick! He's here with me. It's just the two of us.
Just us two.
Getting ready to discuss
here we
Disney
are.
Movie News. What else? It's Disney Movie News here on the Popcorn Talk. Be sure you're following the Popcorn Talk everywhere on the internet. On Twitter, it's at the Popcorn Talk, and on YouTube, it's Popcorn Talk Network. And if you're watching live, before you forget, give us a big thumbs up. Because you love Disney and you love movie news. And
it's magical.
Are you particularly excited about anything we're talking about tonight,
Patrick? There's some new Jungle Book stuff keeps like popping out.
Wait, I forgot to let you say where they can follow you.
Oh, You can follow me at Twitter, pretty much Facebook, everything at Patrick Z Films.
Also, we do a Disney channel where we talk about Disney every day of the week, weekdays.
5 days a week.
Thingamavlogs, so that's where you might
check
know
it out.
Be from. So,
yeah,
you saw The Force Awakens.
Yes, I did.
You haven't been on here talking about it yet, though, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, so this is like first time topic for you. This week, Harrison Ford spoke out about, and I guess I should say spoiler alert, maybe for those of you who haven't seen Force Awakens yet, spoiler for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford.
Spoiler alert.
There we go.
Spoiler alert.
Although all of you should have seen it by now, I feel. Harrison Ford this week spoke out about Han Solo's death.
Dun dun dun. Dun.
Yeah. He said that he's been advocating, as we know, for Han's death for like 30 years. But it's not because he hated, you know, being in the movies, although that's a thing that's said very often.
Yeah.
It's because he has always felt that Han dying in, like, to protect or save his friends would have, like, added weight to, like, the whole storyline.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? Were you surprised at all?
No, I feel like it was kind of a selfish thing, too, because he also did an appearance on Ellen recently.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah,
with my grandma.
It was a little awkward, but...
He's so weird.
he kept on, like, shifting his weight and, like, looking around.
He's always like, yeah.
Yeah. We do great Harrison Ford impressions. But they talked about the fact that they're doing a origin story of Han Solo. And,
yes.
And he was, like, not about, like... anyone else playing that role, or even a younger version.
They were like, Ellen was like, so they're making a new Han Solo movie, and he's like,
No.
They're doing
a younger.
It's worse than a new one.
Yeah.
And he was like, she asked if there was advice that he had for new Han Solo potentials, and he was like, don't do it.
So yeah, that's like kind of his role, and then they did a little, thing at the end about him reprising Indy as well.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Something that I didn't include in our lineup today is the fact that Daisy Ridley is in consideration. She's in talks for a Tomb Raider reboot.
Oh. Mm. I didn't hear about that.
Surprise. She, like, won't say anything other than she's talking about it. And I saw a post online that was like, like, what is Daisy Ridley thinking? She can't just be, like, in a huge sci-fi, like, fantasy space movie and then go and be another, like, huge lead in an archaeological, like, movie. And then they were like, oh, wait.
I was like,
that's what Harrison Ford did.
And also Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
Jurassic World.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
If you're good, you're good.
Yeah. Come on.
What can you do?
I mean, there was even the talks of Chris Pratt taking over the indie.
I would like him. I would still like him to be indie, but I guess it's too old for what they're going for. They're going for, like... early 20s?
Oh, wait, for what?
For Han, I think.
No, in Indy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I would still like him to be Indy, but he's not going to be, and I wanted him to be Han Solo. I want him to be everything.
Because Pratt can just do anything he wants. But yeah, it's a very younger Han Solo.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe, well, didn't the director say that they would never make another Indiana Jones without Han Solo, or was that Back to the Future?
Did you say another Indiana Jones without Han Solo?
Yes, I can't keep all these words straight without Harrison Ford. Oh my god. They were like, we'll never do Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford.
Well, they're not, obviously.
Yeah, but what about I'm just trying to remember if they actually said that, because maybe they would try to reboot it after this one.
Yeah. Well, I feel like in Crystal Skull, they tried to with Shia LaBeouf, and that was
it. They were trying to set it up. Yeah. And then he was like, I'm not doing movies anymore.
Well, then that movie was just terrible.
Yeah, it was also terrible. But he was like, I'm just going to put a bag on my head.
If we're talking 85, Spielberg's coming back, and hopefully John Williams stays alive.
I mean, hopefully. Yeah.
It's 2019.
I know.
Anyway.
We also have some Marvel news. I'm getting, like, the live-action, non-Disney animated stuff out of the way. Yeah. Because Leah's not here and I can do whatever I want. But I actually do think this is interesting. Last week we talked about how they were saying that there might not be an Iron Man 4, which I don't know what you think, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, do we need another Iron Man movie?
Iron Man 3 did nothing for me.
Robert Downey Jr.'s contract only has, like, a few more movies in it. Mm-hmm. It, like, had Avengers 3 in it, but now they're splitting Avengers 3 into two movies, like and something else. And so they're not even sure that he'll do both. But what's for sure is that afterwards he might just be done, and they're saying that there could just cease to be an Iron Man, like, in any movies after that, which is pretty crazy.
Just kill him off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read the comics, but does Iron Man ever die?
Disney can do what they want.
Rewriting the canon. They always love rewriting the canon.
Why not?
I don't know. In the chat, what do you guys think? Would you be sad if Iron Man just stopped being in all movies? Because he could now be in, like, Spider-Man movie. Well, maybe. Ooh, yeah. I don't know. Like, he could be in so many other movies in the future just as, like, a supporting role, but, like, he might just stop existing in the Marvel Universe. So let us know in the comments if you
feel like they can... Maybe they'll just, like, keep his helmet on and they just will never show Robert Downey Jr.
That would be a smart way to get around it. It'd be like, it's totally RDJ in there.
It's like, no.
Yeah. Because they were talking about how, like, they could never recast him.
Yeah.
That would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
If they had to, who would you pick?
Chris Pratt.
I wouldn't for that role.
No.
I don't know.
I mean, he's already... I mean, when they do the crossover, he's already...
Yeah, exactly. Like, he would never be... in a Guardians movie, ever. Hmm. Are the Guardians in the Infinity Wars?
Yeah, they're in the Infinity Wars.
I have known nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I recently read the Civil War comics.
That's good. I have it.
I only read them because Leo told me that they are going to deviate heavily from the comics. So
they're already starting,
safe.
So why not?
I know, right? Like, the trailers are all about how Bucky is, like, at the crux of the conflict. Mm-hmm. And it's not at all the conflict in the comics. So... the whole plot is different.
Whatever. We have Spider-Man, so.
I know. It's going to be so good.
Super excited.
You are? We were talking about how people are mad about the CGI.
I love it.
I'm fine with it. I don't care.
I think I read an article that it's even cooler because the eyes when he, like, emotes is almost like a camera shutter.
Yeah.
So, and that's exactly. Like Peter Parker's, like, photo shoots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
Another piece of Marvel moves. No. Another piece of Marvel news. I don't watch Daredevil.
Neither do I.
So, you know.
But season 2 came out.
Season 2 came out. So if you didn't know and you like Daredevil, that's available on Netflix. But what they did is they teased the next Netflix Marvel series, which is going to be the Luke Cage series. They teased it in front of the Daredevil season 2, or... I don't know where they put it, but we can't show it to you because it's not on YouTube, because it's embedded in Netflix. It's not yet, like, made it to YouTube, but it's a teaser. We have, like, the title logo and a little bit, just it's like a super teaser. And I don't know anything about Luke Cage at all. Like, I'm so sad that, like, nobody else is here to be like, whoa, let me tell you about Luke Cage. Cause I don't know anything about him, but Daredevil was really good. Jessica Jones is really good, so you can bet that Luke Cage is going to be a good Netflix series.
Sure.
Do you watch Jessica Jones either?
No.
I don't
either. But the thing is, I know of Daredevil and I've heard of Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, I've never heard of.
Leo's watched Daredevil, so I've seen some of it, and it seems good. Everyone flipped out over Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
So I really do want to watch it, I just haven't. But... They're doing good things on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix is taking over.
I know. Fuller House. We don't care. Oh, my God.
Everything.
Ugh.
Sorry.
I'm like, come on. All right, now on to you. What you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about?
Did you see the new Jungle Book promo photos?
I did, and they are so cool.
They are really cool.
It's all of the actors posing with their animal counterpart, and
yes,
it's freaking awesome.
I didn't know that Christopher Walken was voicing King Louie. What? I just, like, didn't know. I was like, what?
And the fact that, like, with the other ones, it's like, okay, they voice them, but, like, the King Louie actually looks like Christopher Walken, too.
I know, they gave him the same eyes.
And it's like, oh, it's Christopher Walken as King Louie. The other ones, they're just kind of like animals.
Their faces literally look the same. Yeah. Like, are we putting pictures up? Like, because we need to show that they look the same. Well, there's Lupita.
Yeah.
Lupita is the mom. Wolf. And it's not an orangutan. They're talking about how it's like whatever extinct ape.
Sure. I mean, he's massive.
Yeah,
he's
they said that it's like a thing that isn't an orangutan to make it like more whimsical. And then there's ScarJo as Ka, which I'm really into.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into her voicing Ka. I wasn't in the beginning, and now I am.
Did you see the preview at
DCA?
DCA.
Yes. If you haven't, what?
Because I have not yet.
Oh. They show a whole scene.
Yeah.
Aww.
I've heard it's really good.
Well, first of all, if you're going to Disneyland soon, the Bugs Life Theater where they put previews of the movies into now is showing a Jungle Book preview. So if you're interested in seeing a full scene featuring Mowgli and Baloo,
you can
go check it out. The preview gave me even more mixed feelings about this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard it just made people more excited, but now you're mixed.
I was mixed forever.
Okay.
I've been mixed this whole time. What makes me excited is still the trailer, because they have that crazy, like, Bare Necessities
string version.
It's so good. Yeah. It's like so good.
That's
that I'm like
best part of it. Like, I can't wait for just, like, that string version music to come out.
I know. But what is making me feel weird about it is just like the weird mix between how serious it is and how like funny it's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah, there is a weird
mix. Weird. I don't know.
Jungle Book is kind of like dark
to
begin with anyway.
Everyone's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't feel so weird about it if it were a cartoon. But for some reason, the live action makes me feel weird because I feel like it should be serious. Like, I'm like, I should be watching Life of Pi right now. That's the tone that this movie
is. But it's also, it has that look to it that it's like, it's also one of those movies that are like, guess what? All of this is not real.
Uh-huh.
It's just a kid in a bunch of other green screen stuff.
All of the backgrounds.
Yeah,
every single environment is CGI.
It's like it's the whole the kid. Avatar thing over again. They're like, that's like the big thing about the movie. It's just like, none of this is real.
I don't know. The scene was good. I just was like, Bill Murray. I don't know how to feel about it. I like it when it's more intense. When it's more intense, I feel cool about it.
Yeah. That's what I wanted from, like, Maleficent. I just want a dark retelling.
Maleficent was pretty dark.
Mm.
Not dark enough for you?
No.
What did you want to happen?
I don't know.
Something dark.
Yeah. I just wanted it to be bad the whole time.
I know. Like, don't get good at the end.
Don't do that. Like, you're a villain.
Yeah, you're a villain. I know. That's a weird thing that Disney's
doing.
Spoiler
alert.
Spoiler alert for Maleficent that came up 2 or more years ago.
Yeah. But speaking of the preview, is Bug's Life ever going to... Tough to be a bug at the concert?
Great question. I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, is It's Tough to be a Bug
ever
going to happen again?
Because it literally went right from Zootopia to Jungle Book.
If there's a long enough lull between movies...
Yeah. I feel like they're going to like throw Alice in Wonderland in there next.
Really? And then Moana? No. Then Dory?
I don't think Dory's going to get anything.
They didn't do an Inside Out preview?
No.
Or they did a good dinosaur one, though.
Yeah, they did.
Mm.
I feel like it's coming too fast. I don't know. Anyway.
We'll see. I mean, does anyone care? It is weird that they keep using these spaces for previews and, like...
That's it.
It's just weird. Yeah, like, Path of the Jedi, that the Tomorrowland Theater is just previews now, and then everyone was informing me last week that the reason they're shutting down Superhero HQ and Interventions is to make it like a Star Wars Land preview center.
Yes, it's gonna be like a Blue Sky seller.
It's just Star Wars Land. Why'd you redo Interventions just to make it a preview center? Like, what is the deal? We don't need three breeding centers across two parks.
Why not? They're like, we're closing so much stuff, we might as well show you what's coming.
Are you in favor of the preview centers?
I mean, I think it'll be cool to look at. I mean, if they have a full-scale, like, model of, like, the whole land, I mean, that's cool. But I guess that's something for, like, an expo, like, they had
for Avatar. And for people like us, it's like we go see it once, and then we're like great, cool. Now I wish something else was in this space.
Yeah. Mm. I was expecting more, like, launch bay stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing Star Wars. I mean, it is Star Wars, but, like, something more. Mm-hmm. Guess not. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Whatever.
Talking about parks a lot.
They can do what they want. It's okay. It's relevant to the Jungle Book.
Cool.
But.
What?
I mean, I feel like when I read this news, I was like, who cares? And then I realized everyone in the world cares that Frozen 2 is
in production
next month.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was like, when is it? It's next month. Frozen 2 goes into production next month.
Yeah, that's happening. I read something that was like, Kristen Bell read the script, and she's like really happy with it. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, cool. It was blowing my mind thinking about it that I'm like, oh my God, there are people who know what the plot is now, and we're not going to see it for years.
Mm, I'm one of those people. No, I'm not.
I'm like, wait, what? I'm like,
yeah.
Disney Movie News exclusive. Do we know anything about the plot? Nothing.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Hans and Elsa get together.
No, I don't know.
Everyone wants.
It's going to be like Anna and Kristoff.
Get married.
Are going to get married, but then something happens.
I bet it's going to start with their wedding.
Their parents are just going to come back.
Corpses.
like, what has happened? We've been gone for a
come
hot
back
second.
With Tarzan. They're like, this is our son. No. Zombies. Like Barbossa. Skeletons from the Black Pearl coming out of the water in Arendelle.
Yes.
This is what I want Frozen 2 to be. No, I really think it's going to start with their wedding, and then someone's going to come and crash their wedding in a big dramatic villain fashion, like Maleficent coming. Like, mm-hmm. And I curse your babies, and then it's going to be like, bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, it's going to all spawn from that.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
I'm down for it.
Do you think they could even possibly add more sidekicks to this movie? There's already so many.
They'll just add all the Snoogies.
I know, right? Short. They got Marshmallow and Olaf and 1 million Snoogies.
That's all you need.
If they don't have the Snoogies in it, that's going to be just such a huge continuity error for me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where did they all go?
Yeah. He murdered them.
They melted.
That's how I thought that short was going to end. I'm like, oh my God, are they going to kill all these little snowmen?
Yeah, they just live with Marshmallow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No big deal.
I liked Frozen Fever a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it better than Frozen.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. When Frozen came out, I was one of those people who I like enjoyed Frozen. But it's the thing. There's too much of something is a problem. Too much of anything.
I remember. It's funny. I did a review of it. I should just watch it on YouTube. That like from when it came out. I'm like, well, let me remind myself what I thought. I definitely enjoyed it, but I didn't think it was like nearly as good as. Like Tangled or Wreck-It Ralph, like movies that came out before it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But Frozen 2.
Maybe I'll like it better. Yeah. It's like one of the first Disney animation movies to get a sequel in theaters.
In theaters, yeah.
Since what? Peter Pan Returned to Neverland?
Was that in theaters?
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say whatever the second Rescuers was like in theaters.
Yeah, it was. No, I was challenging someone at my old job, being like, there's never been a Disney.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, Peter Pan 2 was in theaters. I do remember seeing the posters in theaters.
I don't remember that at all.
Return to Neverland.
Huh. But yeah, so it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Dang it, Sarah, the frozen shade, so cold.
Yep.
Oh, is Tiff in here? Maybe. She's like, what are we talking about? We're like, Frozen 2 and how much we hate it.
Frozen 2.
It's happening. Did you see Idina Menzel mess up singing Let It Go at the Disneyland 60th?
Yes.
They didn't air it. I just saw that.
They did. Yeah, it was like someone filmed it there. And she's like, oh, I forgot the words.
And they
like,
just start over.
You literally, how many times have you sang this song since it's come
she
out?
She probably goes into it like so confident. Like, I will never mess this up. This song is literally my life.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, whoops.
I forgot the words.
I'm sure she didn't forget the words. I'm sure she just started singing, like, a different part.
Yeah, like, a different verse.
Isn't it crazy that someone like her, who's, like, opening cast of Rent, and, like, original Wicked, Elphaba, yeah. like, and that Frozen is just taking over her whole life. It's like, man, your legacy. I wonder if they knew.
What?
That it would be this big.
Frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course not. I don't think anyone knew it was going to be that
I
big.
I guess so. But never predict.
Now it is.
Now it is. We'll never be without it.
Ever.
I try to imagine if movies like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast were this popular.
I feel like Lion King was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen documentaries about how, like, the same thing happened with Lion King. Like, they thought, they just put it out there and they didn't know how big it was going to be.
And it's true that I feel like among non-Disney fans, it's like they all know songs from The Lion King. Even mm-hmm. though they're, like, not into Disney.
Yeah.
So it's, like, everyone pervasive. Yeah. Even if it's just their own intro to Circle of Life.
But Beauty and the Beast, I feel like, has the same thing, too. Especially with, like, the theatrical...
I feel like Aladdin does, too.
...element. That whole renaissance.
Yeah, it's just, like, who knows? But I'm, like, oh, I wasn't old enough to know the hype.
But we're in the second renaissance.
Yeah. What's it called?
The second renaissance.
I guess you can call that. It's like it hasn't. Every time I do the show, it's like, what is it called? It's called like the postmodern, no, transitional.
Disney Renaissance.
Disney, I don't know. It's new Renaissance. New, we're renaming it.
New second Renaissance.
Zootopia is having a lot of
success.
Like, yeah, success. But it feels like I was like looking at like Etsy related like Zootopia products and mm-hmm. I was really surprised at how much there is and like how much people are like, you know, losing their minds over Zootopia. But it's not gonna be as big as Frozen, but it feels like a not like a Lion King situation, but it's just like it's so rare for animal movies to like be as popular.
I think it's to me it's hard for a non-musical Disney movie mm-hmm. to hit,
non-musical
hit that like
except you got that Shakira song.
That's true.
Try everything.
Try everything.
Gotta try everything. So some of these, we have new Easter eggs. Well, they're not new. They're Easter eggs from the movie that maybe you didn't notice. Because some of them were obvious and some of them were not obvious.
Yeah.
Some of these I didn't see. Did you know about all these?
I knew about most of them.
All right. This, it's because you're Patrick.
Yeah.
This first one, Officer Bogo, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
In the background on the calendar, you'll notice.
The city of San Francisco. San Francisco.
San Francisco from Big Hero 6 yes. is on the calendar back there. Surprise. Woo-hoo. Did you see that? Let us know in the comments.
I mean, I didn't see that.
And there's a close-up. I didn't see it. I when you're watching a Disney movie, you should always be like, what's in the background? You know? Yeah. Especially with Pixar, but I'm never in that mode until I see it the second time. The next one, Nick is pushing his fake baby down the street, and in the stroller on the opposite side is a Mickey doll. In the undercarriage.
Obviously.
Can we
get a close-up? Please.
No.
I think it's the next photo.
There we go. There he is. Here he is. He's in there. The obvious one was the Breaking Bad reference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch Breaking Bad.
Neither do
and
I.
And I was like,
there it is.
There it is.
Walter and Jesse. Mm-hmm. And, yep.
Were their names Walter and Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that part. I just, like, noticed the setup.
Oh, no, yeah. And then they're, like, the two, one of the sheep's rams that at the door. He's like, oh, it must be Walter and Jesse.
Oh, my God. Well, I just found out about that.
Sarah doesn't listen to movies when she watches them.
Nope, I'm just sitting. I was, the whole time during this, like, you know, this lab. Point forward, I had, like, extreme stress over Nick going wild.
Oh.
I was like, ugh! I was like, I'm stressed.
Don't do it.
I obviously noticed the DVD covers that the counterfeit person is selling. That was, like, my favorite part.
It went by really quick, but if you caught all of them, they were pretty hilarious.
Which one's your favorite? We got...
Wrangled.
Pig Hero 6, Wrangled, Wreck-It Rhino, Meowana, Giraffic, and Floatzen 2. I love how they even did, like, Gigantic, which I feel like no one's even talking about a lot yet.
Moana.
Yeah, I'm really into Meowana.
Like, I want that movie now.
Can we please? Can they just change it to be cats?
Meowana.
That's my favorite. I do like the otter. They're otters, right? As Anna and Elsa? I'm into that.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
I don't get it either.
But that's...
Someone explain the joke to us. Well, I mean... Not all of them make sense. Like, what is Meowana?
It's a cat.
But like, oh, you mean like, what does floating have to do with like otters? Is it because they float on their backs? Maybe that's just the joke, and it's not as funny as we were hoping.
No.
Pig Hero 6. So before the show, we were talking about something that we wanted to bring up, and maybe you guys have heard about it, and we're gonna squash these rumors, I guess.
Oh, we forgot one more.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh,
Carl Hauser.
Hidden Mickey.
On his
face. Can you spot it?
It's there.
I mean, I don't know which one it is. I feel like I can guess.
I think
guess.
It's like the...
The big one in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, like, actually touching, though. Like,
yeah, they're not touching. It's an abstract
And if you Mickey. Look really close, there's a donut there, but...
In his neck. That's my favorite thing about him. Everyone's like, I am Claw Hauser. Like, you can find a donut in my neck. Someone screen cap me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Patrick so wants talking. To squash a rumor.
Oh, okay.
About Tower of Terror.
Oh.
What is the rumor, Patrick?
There's been this rumor going around. You may have heard of it, you may have not. Over at the parks, there's a ride called Tower of Terror that we're all probably aware of. There's a rumor that it is going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy overlay.
Mm-hmm.
Over this attraction. To me, I feel it's not gonna happen.
You don't know that it's not gonna happen.
I don't know it's not gonna happen, but like, just my body says no.
My body says no. Where do these rumors come from?
It literally came from an unofficial.
Sure.
Randomness, and people just took it and ran with it. It hasn't been posted anywhere else besides that site. Well, and then people just take it from that site and start posting it. But no.
I hope not.
The only thing I could think of that maybe this could happen if the contract or licensing from Twilight Zone is like ending.
Then they would have to do it to Disney World too.
Yeah, but there is still a law or contract that Marvel can't enter those parks.
In Orlando. Not here, though.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, what are they going to do that one? Make it.
It is a rumor.
Make it Zootopia, Elevator of Doom.
Everyone's like freaking out. It's not happening.
Hopefully.
I'm just saying right now it's not happening.
I'm hesitant because Disney's doing so many things that make me sad lately.
Yeah, that's true.
Like taking away Matt T next week.
Don't do it.
Here's the thing, though. As much as people like don't like Mice Chat, they do sometimes, and it's not from Mice Chat. Mice Chat didn't post this, but sometimes they like cast members leak things to them, and you don't know where it came from, and then it turns out to be real. And I'm afraid that this is one of those situations.
I kind of, like, skimmed over the plot of, like, you go into, like, it's supposed to be, like, the mansion or whatever that's in Guardians of the Galaxy where they like, there's, like, weird things. I don't know what it's called. And then it drops. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how they could put an overlay over, like, an elevator that drops.
It would be the first thing of its kind to be in DCA, like Marvel or Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the fact that they're moving all the Marvel characters over to DCA.
And they've never overlaid Tower with anything.
No.
No holiday or anything.
No. And I mean, they have Tower in, like, Paris and stuff, too.
What are they gonna do?
I just think this came out of, like, nowhere.
I know. I, like, hope it's not true, and it seems like it's not true, but I'm...
And judging by the reaction of everyone else, nobody wants this.
But everyone's also saying, don't take away Matt T, and they're still doing it.
Well, yeah, that's because of Shanghai. Thanks, Shanghai.
It's all your fault, Tiff. God. You love Shanghai too much. They took all our money.
They
took all of our money, and now we don't have any money to pay the Matt T man.
Literally, thanks, Shanghai.
It's really mind-boggling to me that they're taking away Matt T.
I've decided, like, the whole Thanks Obama meme is now just going to go to Thanks Shanghai.
Oh my god, Tiff is saying that she hopes that they overlay it.
Hashtag Thanks Shanghai.
Uh-huh. Like, Thanks Obama.
But, yeah. Well, Tiff can just not live anymore.
Tiff's out of Thingamabobs.
Thanks for coming.
Oh my god. I can't believe it. She always likes the stuff that I hate. Yeah. Like magic bands.
Well, I just stop judging Tiff's opinion on everything.
Oh my god. She has a lot of good opinions. We're just joking. You're going to Last Night of Matt T on Wednesday next week?
Yes, next. This coming. Next. A week from today.
So
I don't know my days.
Yes.
But yeah.
If all of you have forgotten, last night of Matty's March 30th.
Yes.
Yes.
Next Wednesday.
So. One last night to sip tea.
Yeah. Which is, like, also, like, you have a new Alice in Wonderland coming out. Like,
it makes zero sense.
But, yeah, we don't have money, so
a whatever. Pinch of sense. It's, like, coming out in May, as you know, because we've shown 8 million trailers for Alice on this show, because they keep coming out with new ones, really? Trying to get people excited.
I haven't been on here talking about it.
Oh, my God. Every week there is a new promo. And they're all the same with, like, a slight
like, 1 second of new footage.
And every week it's news. Every week it's like, oh, my God, there's a new Alice trailer. And we're like, is anyone excited yet?
Let me talk about this, because okay. I haven't talked about Do this. It. When the first one came out, I was, like, super excited for this. I saw it. I, like, was not a fan. Mm-hmm. I think I saw it that one time, and I never saw it again. I'm just not excited. I don't know. Those movies don't get me excited.
Yeah. We all feel the same.
I'm not excited.
We all feel the same about it. It's just, I guess we've been saying, like, I guess the first one did well enough that there's a sequel.
It made, like, $1 billion.
It took long enough, though, for them to make it.
But, I mean, Johnny Depp has nothing else to do, so.
Except, like, more Pirates movies.
Yeah, he literally does the only character that can, like, get any money now.
So. Yeah.
Mad Hatter and Pirates.
What are you gonna do?
Sequels.
Yeah, sequels. It's weird. It's really weird. And it's not Tim Burton.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's, like, executive whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just to throw his name in there to make people like, oh, Tim Burton's part of it.
I didn't even see the last Pirates movie.
I think I did. I didn't see it in theaters.
With Penelope Cruz. Do you remember her being in it?
Yeah. I think I saw half of it, and then I stopped. I loved Pirates 1.
I love Pirates 1, 2, and 3.
3 got a little weird.
They go in decreasing order.
Yeah.
Well, like, I liked 1, then I liked 2, all right, and then I liked 3, all right. Yeah. And then I didn't even see 4.
But you have to see 5.
Yeah, I have to see 5. I liked...
Many reasons.
I liked 2 a lot more than people, like, other people.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. It feels like the Temple of Doom of, like, the Pirates movies.
I feel like 2 and 3 could be, like, it's like the 3 is just a continuation on 2, and then 1 is just, like, its own separate movie.
Yeah, well, 1, it's, like, clear that they didn't plan it to be more movies.
Yeah.
And it's so perfect and good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so perfect, but it's so long.
1?
Yes.
3 is, like, 3 hours.
I don't remember.
Like, the longest one.
But, like, when I'm watching 1, it's hard for me to rewatch because it's just, like, I feel like it goes on forever. And, like, they go back to that cave where, like, with the treasure.
Spoilers.
They go back, like, 3 times. They go back, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh, my God.
I just remember it starts with, like, a hanging scene?
No, that's the third one.
Oh.
Yeah. The first one starts with them on the ship, and she's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
he's like, don't sing that cursed pirate song, you crazy. And they're like, it's bad luck to have a woman on the ship. And I'm like, that's sexist.
Anyway.
But no, like, every time, like, the first time they get to that cave to, like, perform the ritual, I'm like, oh, we must be almost near the end of the movie.
And, it's like,
and
nope.
Then it's like, they leave, and then they come back, and then they leave, and then they come back again.
Well, I guess a lot of people have the same thing with Zootopia, where it's like, there's actually, like, a full 3 acts where, like, the end of act 2, you're like, oh, it's over. And then
where's,
like,
the end of act 2?
I feel like when the mayor gets...
Oh, yeah.
And then everything's all good because they caught him and everything's great. And then it's like, oh, it's over.
There is, like, a lot of levels where it's like, I feel like the villain changes 3 times in Zootopia. Like, at first, it's like Officer Bogo. You're like, ugh, that guy. Keeping her down. And then it changes and it's like the lion mare. And then it changes again. I'm not going to spoil it too much.
Don't.
But it changes, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's life.
It's a lot. It is Zootopia. Life. You never know who's a villain.
Did you guys talk about the fact that in the UK it's called Zootropolis?
I don't know if we did. I know I talked about it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Someone asked me what the reason was, and I wasn't sure, but I answered it anyway.
Oh, there is an actual zoo in the UK called Zootopia.
And, oh.
And they were like, nope, that's our name. You can't use it.
I thought it was just because, like, Metropolis is a word that's used way more often in the UK.
Yeah, no. There's an actual zoo in the UK called Zootopia.
Interesting. You heard it here first.
So.
Maybe.
That's why. And did you, and also...
Patrick with the did you knows.
Yeah, did you know in different countries, the anchor is different? Like, I think we have a moose, and then in China, there's a panda.
Yeah. It's really cool that they did that.
They did that with Inside Out, too, with the food.
Yeah. We got broccoli, and other countries got other foods that are more disgusting to them.
Peppers.
Red bell peppers?
Yeah. I was like, those are delicious. Who doesn't love
bell peppers? Come on. I like broccoli, though, so.
Yeah, whatever.
You know. I guess as a kid, you don't like any vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else will be? People want to know if you're excited for Beauty and the Beast live action.
Oh, yeah.
When do you think we're going to get more info on that?
I don't know. However, I had a friend who went to a test screening.
Already?
Well, like the very early, like, the CGI isn't done kind of thing.
Oh, my God. How do you get invited to that stuff?
I don't know, but he saw the whole movie.
Oh, my God.
And he said it was great.
That's it?
He wouldn't divulge any more information. They were like lock and key.
Oh, my God. They take your phones and put them in little bags.
Yeah. And then they, like, monitor you and bug you. So you, when you go home, they make sure you...
Oh, they, like, watch your Twitter for, like, a year?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah,
I can't wait till we, like, start getting... Actual images stuff, and clips and like news. They like released that like one photo of like Gaston and LeFou sitting on the steps, and it's everyone like, was like,
okay, yeah, it's like we haven't seen nothing, and here someone's seen the whole movie, but that's cool.
Yeah, no just big like deal. Roger who saw Good Dinosaur 2 years early.
No big deal.
Well, they had a screening for Pete's Dragon like last month, and I like wanted to go, but you can only go if you brought a kid with you, and it had to be like. It must be accompanied by a child under 10.
That's
and
I was why, like, if you saw Sarah's Twitter, she was, like, looking for...
I was, like, trolling for children. I'm like, who has a kid I can babysit today? Seriously, I really wanted to do it. Because it doesn't come out until November, so it was, like, in February. Yeah. I was like, that's a really early screening, comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to see it. So it's just like, that movie's probably almost done. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to just, like, give me their... Their kids' contact info for future just reference.
Just for future reference.
We need, like, a troop of kids that are at our disposal for specifically Disney screenings only. It's not creepy, don't worry. Yeah, I know. I think Beauty and the Beast is the one I'm most excited for of the live action.
Coming out.
Cruella, though.
Yeah, and then we still have Mary Poppins that's being cast.
Oh, my God. They confirmed Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think. Mm-hmm. It was rumored the last time we talked about it on the show. But he's in it.
Yeah.
Does that mean... Ugh, I don't get it. Like, when I was filling Leo in on it, and it's like, Lin-Manuel Miranda's gonna be, like, a Bert-like character.
Yeah, it's...
He's not Bert.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because Mary Poppins doesn't age, and Bert does. So, like, either he's dead or Dick Van Dyke's gonna make an appearance and be like, I'm old.
I hope so.
But he's just gonna be, like, a different dude.
I'm old.
He's gonna, like, dance on the roof. I don't know. It's just...
Please.
It's like, when I saw Lion King 2, I was like, wow, they took, like, the same formula. Like, the songs in Lion King do... In Lion King do.
Lion King Lion 2. Lion do.
Part do. They match up perfectly with, like, the songs in the first one. Like, they have the same exact songs. And it's, like, the same plot, basically. And I'm like, are you gonna do that with Mary Poppins? Or is it gonna be, like, a Bert-like character and Mary Poppins and, like, the Banks children all grown up with their own kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know anything.
Tell us.
Tell us, Disney.
Give us information.
Yeah, let us go to early screenings without children because we don't have any.
Yeah, it seems like Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing like a lot of stuff
this
with Disney.
This is his
now.
Year.
Yeah. First of all, Hamilton.
You love Hamilton.
I love Hamilton. I but remember. Like the fact that he's doing some songs for Moana.
Yes.
He's doing this new in talks. And I don't know if you know that he actually wrote... A song in The Force Awakens, like composed.
I feel like
a
I
song.
Knew that.
It's a Maze Cantina song.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was him. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, all over Disney.
All the Disney stuff. Anyway, let us know, maybe as a comment, what you guys are most excited for with the live action stuff and. About anything we talked about today. And also, before I forget, you can listen to this show as a podcast, and there's a link in the description box to go and rate and review the show, so we would appreciate it if you do that. Also, before we go, please remember, give us a thumbs up if you're watching live, and you should always watch live. It's a lot of fun.
You can interact with us.
Yeah, I'm going to do some shout-outs before we go. To Lauren Wilson, Cece Rinaldi, Maggie Coots, Lauren Wilson, Isabella, Wassum, Greg, Bill Mayer. He always tells me how to say his name correctly. I don't know if I did it. Tie Tie Television. And Tiff from Thingamavlogs. Thanks for watching, everybody. Woo. If you want to follow me online, I'm Sarah Snitch, or with Patrick on Thingamavlogs. And also remember to follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And where can I find you, Patrick?
At Patrick Z Films on
everywhere.
All, everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.